his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
So there is a major White House cover-up of the Saudi person. They may be doing that just because he's connected to royalty, but his family is hooked in heavy to the globalists. Notice that Saudi Arabia runs all the terrorists, but they're never attacked because the globalists need the terrorism as a pretext for all these wars and to play off Sunni and Shiite. Let's go to James in Michigan, and we're going to continue with all this news as we move forward. James, thanks for calling in. You're on the air, sir.
Hello, Alex. Good show today so far.
Thank you. What do you think of so far? You have anything to add?
Yeah. I mean, it looks really suspicious, but my cousin found some information. He's trying to get it to you. He wrote an article adding more information that this could be drills being run during the marathon.
Well, there was no doubt. I mean, witnesses on record, track coaches, you name it, said they were told a drill. Don't worry about the bags. It's just a drill, which they used to make everybody stand down. Everybody was told show up with a black backpack so the real backpack could make it in.
Exactly. And apparently, if you look up, the title is, Was the Boston Bombing a Dry Run Disaster Gone Live? He's got information in there, links to articles that say that they've been using the marathon for dry run disasters since about 2007.
All right, we're going to type that in right now. Was bombing a dry run disaster? But, guys, I forgot to print it. Debka file is from an Israeli perspective. It's a bunch of Mossad guys and Shin Bet, but I found it to be pretty accurate and even critical of Israel, quite frankly, because, you know, that's the only coin there is being accurate out there. They say he's a double agent, that it was a drill, and that he used the operation to set him up, but it's above that. Of course, the guys involved, the Navy SEALs, the National Guard, the bomb squad weren't involved. They're all standing around. Their body language is they're shocked. We've got hundreds of these high-def photos and dozens of videos. I'm not saying they're suspects, but whoever arranged the drills did it so this could happen. And, of course, it's a double cross, but it may even be a double cross of these guys. We don't know if any of this is true. We just know all the things that have been present at the other events. If there wasn't a drill at this, and if there wasn't evidence of the drill, and then the cover-up of the drill, and then him being fined, and then tracheotomy, and he can't talk, and all these other points, and they tried to blame right-wingers, I would say, okay, real crazies attacked us. And then I'd say, let's not give up our rights for three dead. Honeybees kill 200-plus. But it has all the signs. Do you see what I'm saying?
Exactly. Exactly. They can use the drill. The website is Victory Post, and that's exactly the point that he's making, is that, you know, they can set up the drills, and then it only takes a few people from the top or from the outside or from the inside, however you want to look at it, to infiltrate it, make it go live, and then, you know, clamp down on the story, put out one story. And,
oh, yeah, they admit in 2008 they ran a drill there. No, I mean, we have the track coach and now a couple others saying they were announcing, be calm, it's just a drill, right before it happened. And then we go to the photos and the video, and there's the drill. I mean, it's just like standing room only of military, police, undercover people. And then you've got the supposed bombers walking by, and you've got guys talking in their thing about them, looking right at them. And the feds knew who they were and said, who are these guys? Can you help us? Not, here they are. We've been watching them. But who are they? We never heard of them. But here, and the Russians are like, we know they work for you. Get them out of our country. They're hanging out with your terrorist. I mean, this is so incredibly obvious. Anything else?
No, he's just trying to get that article to you.
No, absolutely, guys. Exactly. What I need is the link to another drill in 2008. No. What the globalists can't beat, thank you so much for the call, sir. God bless you, is all of you. Because you are the people organically finding all this. In fact, I don't want the credit for this. A, it's dangerous, but more importantly, B, you need to know the power you've got. Yeah, there it is. Marathon is dry run disaster. Wow, Boston Globe 2008. Good job. That is true human intelligence. You on the ground. And what's our goal? Who do we serve? God and not country, but the Bill of Rights, Constitution, the idea our country was founded on. That's what animates America. And I mean, I'm a soldier for the Republic. And I'm a soldier for my family and decency and due process. And anybody that stands against that's an enemy. And that's why they staged this, was to get rid of your due process.
If you would.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
We now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center
in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
All right, if you just joined us, the big news here on this Sunday live broadcast, 506 Central, 606 Eastern, that's going to be 406 Mountain, 306 Pacific. If you just joined us, these guys fit the classic MO, sent over to State Department-run areas, trained by terrorists that openly work for our State Department to destabilize Russia in Chechnya and other areas. FBI was following them 5 years ago, an on-record event when the Russians complained about them as operatives to the State Department. In 2011, 2.5 years ago, the whole MO of this situation stinks to high heaven. And here we have a Boston Globe article. Marathon is a dry run disaster drill. And we know they were running drills. We've caught them running a drill. They've tried to lie about the drill. The video and the photos show the drill. And again, drills are used as the cover story. And then you've got the guy climbing out of the boat, but he's trached 5 minutes later with a tracheotomy. Now they say he can't talk and he's sedated. And they're like, America's tough. We're together. We're going to give all our rights up and have troops on the streets. Yeah, that's freedom. We're going to be like North Korea. Anyone who isn't for it is a traitor. Papers, please. And every event, it's been run by the globalists. Every event, criminal elements in government corporations are funding and protecting radicals to do this, to radically transform America. What did Dick Cheney write in September 20th, 2000, in PNAC online? He said, we need a new Pearl Harbor event, roughly 3,000 killed. I don't know how he guessed it so perfectly, to be able to get America behind this empire. But it's a corporate empire. Even if we got the spoils, it would be immoral. But we pay for this and don't even get the spoils. Now I'm going to get into CISPA passing the House and internet censorship and all the other draconian things that are happening. But you saw a major city locked down under martial law, door to door. And it wasn't until that was lifted that a citizen went out and noticed that his tarp was off his boat. What a lazy person. Well, no, he's not a lazy person. He was ordered not to leave his house. In there watching television, being brainwashed in a giant trauma-based mind control program, then he goes out and sees the tarp and the bloodstains. I mean, government just grandstanding, the security forces becoming the new superclass. They're not here to fight a real enemy. That enemy is funded by our own government. U.S. approves additional $123 million aid to Syria, Al-Qaeda, Al Jazeera. This goes on and on. Let's go back to your phone calls. Let's go to Chris in Indiana. Chris, you're on the air. Welcome, sir.
Hello.
Go ahead, sir. Welcome.
Yeah, I just calling in basically the same reason the other guy called in. That was that article on Victory Post. It basically said there's a 2008 Boston Globe article, and it had some other articles in there he covers from ESPN.
Sir, they were running a drill that day and then lied about it and got caught. Absolutely. And they used the drill so that all the cops don't know when the real bomb comes in.
Exactly. And then they change their story.
No. Listen, if I had the crew, but all of you saw this, they were going to blame the right wing. Axelrod from the White House said it. That day they had the arrest. It was a right-winger. UT partiers did this. But then we exposed all the photos of the patsy and said, he's a patsy. Look at the feds watching him. And they had to withdraw that and move to the backup, the Chechen terrorist rebels they used to probably actually plan it, who they always end up using to begin with. Go ahead.
No, I totally agree. They use those drills like that. And basically, I was just telling you about that Victory Post article.
Well, hell, it must be getting a lot of hits because everybody's called. The last two callers were telling me about it. Thank you. We have the Boston article that you're talking about of how they marathon is dry run disaster of terrorists bombing it. And I guess they've been running the drill every year, so they weren't too scared this year, were they, when the real thing happened? That's how they do it. Oh, this is just a simulation. Jim Jones would do that, simulate drinking the Kool-Aid hundreds of times. Finally, when they really drank it, they drank it. That's cyanide, whether it be grape or cherry. Thank you, Chris. Todd in Iowa, you're on the air. Then Mike and others. Go ahead, Todd.
Hey, big fan, Alex. So I want to get this straight. We're deporting the guy that breaking news showed picking himself up off the ground and running away from the blast, the central spot that had the shredded pants that looked like a shredded backpack.
That's right. That's right. Have a secret meeting. Exactly. Have a secret meeting with the foreign minister of Saudi Arabia. It comes out about this. The first lady visits the guy. He runs off after the explosion. But we're not supposed to talk about him and them. Six of his family reportedly are top Al-Qaeda. That's right. Just totally ignore that. Everything's fine. It's these two guys that they've done, you know, killed one and tracheotomied the other. Imagine if I got out of a boat. Hey, I'm innocent. Oh, really? 5 minutes later, you can't talk, buddy. We're cutting your larynx out. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
And the original guy, I mean, I don't even know if those were pants, if that was part of a backpack. And besides that, he's running away from that, and he's getting shipped out of here to Saudi Arabia Tuesday. It takes you longer than that to apply for a permit to acquire a pistol, let alone buy a gun.
But see, buy this, and again, whoever this guy really is, when do you have the foreign minister show up in an emergency meeting with the president, Reuters reported? When do you have the first lady visiting this guy? I mean, this is off, and then we're not supposed to look at it. If I talk about it, or Drudge Report talks about it, or anybody, we're evil. Let's not look at that. It's just incredible. Go ahead.
Hey, something else about you that people need to understand. I've heard you a number of times say, hey, look, I might be wrong. I don't care if I am wrong. You're a humble man. You're not out there preaching anything or telling everybody you're right, listen to me. You're always giving your crew, your help, everybody credit. You're a good guy. I love you, man. And you.
Well, I love you too, brother.
Keep it up.
Well, listen, I just love my family. I'm going to be honest. And if I want goodwill toward everybody and a good future. And listen, our government is foreign bank run, stealing $85 billion a month. They're getting rid of all of our freedoms and using these threats. And they're saying they got trained in Central Europe, Central Asia, into Eastern Europe. And I've got to give my rights up because of this. And the group they're saying that trained them, man, the mainstream articles here, is under State Department funding completely. And these guys were clearly CIA double agents. Did you guys print me the Debka File article about the Ming double agents? And you're like, well, what's that mean? It just means they were spies, folks, set up. Let's go to who's up next here, guys? Mike in New York. Thanks for holding her on the air. You got 2 minutes.
Hey, Alec. How are you?
I'm overwhelmed. I mean, history is happening. This false flag has its wheels coming off.
Yeah. I spoke to you a couple times in the last decade. CAFR, and you might remember I'm the Woodchuck Killer from New York.
Oh, yeah, you've called before, brother. What's on your mind?
Yeah, well, number one, Aquarius. In your case, brilliant description, and in your case, super brilliant. But I want to clarify something that you've mentioned for the last 2 months. And I saw the news story the same day that you reported it. It's a number of veterans are committing suicide per day.
But nobody makes them human. Nobody points them out.
No. The facts. I want you to further research it. And here is my terms of research. the number of veterans that are killing themselves, suicide, which a tragic number, is about 320 a year, about 22 a month, not 22 a day. I'm sorry to report this, but again, I give you the opportunity to research it again. It's been bothering me for a while here now.
Well, all I know is they report it's
22 a day. That would be one in every.
I'm not sure. I appreciate your call. I'm not sure exactly what you're getting at. I just go off the news own numbers. It's record suicides, seven times any previous record, and more people committing suicide that are dying in combat. Again, they're reporting that there is a sleeper cell. They're reporting a sleeper cell connected to these guys. And so that's the reports I've been getting from my military sources, and I hope this isn't the case, is that this is only the beginning. Group linked to the brothers report, FBI hunts 12-man sleeper cell.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset set of 1984.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
What do you do when your government is engaged in unconstitutional acts? And what should you do when our elected officials fail to uphold their oath to protect we the people from foreign and domestic enemies? Hello, fellow patriot. I'm Pastor Broden of the Constitutional Defenders of Texas, and we have discovered a constitutional answer to these questions. The answer is found in the First Amendment to the Constitution. The fifth platform in the First Amendment is the answer to our government operating in an unconstitutional way. The right to peaceably assemble and petition redress for grievances. Redress means to set right, to amend. It is a remedy for a wrong or an ill perpetrated against we the people. Sign our petition for redress at c.x.com. That's c.dot.x.com. Redress equals solution.
Gardeners, here comes another growing season, but don't use last year's soil. Maximize yields in your survival garden with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 is an organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant that provides a broad spectrum of beneficial microorganisms, enzymes, trace minerals, vitamins, and various organic acids. EM1 helps regulate the soil's pH level and its soil microbes, improving moisture retention and drought tolerance. Remember last year's dry conditions? EM1 from Terraganics is safe, chemical-free, and certified for use on all organic farms. It improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, and gives up to 20% more nutrient value in fruits and vegetables and greatly increases shelf life. And EM1 is so simple to use, just mix with water and apply. This year, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganix.com. Order now at TerraGanix.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganix, life's getting better.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network. We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
I will go back to your calls in the final segment. Alex Jones here back live. But for the next two segments, I want to look at what's happening while we're busy watching this. A bill to totally gut our borders, North American Union. California has begun funding gun confiscation. That's the Huffington Post headline. California gun confiscation bill passes, approves $24 million to expedite illegal gun seizure. So you either give it in to them or you leave California. The gun confiscation is beginning, but they don't want your guns. You've also got Gosnell, trial witness, baby aborted, survived, was swimming in toilet, trying to get out, but the abortionist will be happy it didn't survive. Good news, that terrorist was taken out. But nobody will personalize this baby. The news will not cover it. There's a news blackout. I'll be covering that tomorrow on the weekday show in depth, that censorship. But they're using this terror event. David Knight, one of our great reporters from InfoWars Nightly News, has come in to break down the CISPA bill that passed the House that, in the words of even CNET News, is Chinese or Russian-style censorship. Just unprecedented. We're going to be breaking that down in this segment and the next. But briefly, any points, David Knight, you want to make about now that it's – because you heard me here Thursday and Friday. I said, I hope it's a lone guy. I wish it wouldn't have happened, but – let's hope it's not the government, guys. Maybe it is real people. But then it turns out CIA connections, trained by somebody known CIA, protected, Russians saying, hey, get your agent out of our country. That's what they're saying in Russia. Our media spins it. They just ask questions about him. Protected. Sure, they had a firefight. They knew they were being set up. I mean, this just always fits the same MO. And I wish, here, new Al Jazeera, $123 million to fund Al-Qaeda in Syria, our government.
Well, you know, there's the way 1984 starts out. It says it was a bright, cold day in April, and the clocks were striking 13. You know, something just wasn't quite right. And we knew from the very beginning that something wasn't quite right with this. There were little things here and there that kept building. And it's actually in the first day we were hearing people say they had unprecedented security at the starting line and at the finishing line, and that it looked like they were having a drill. And even the police chief said they were paying special attention to the finish line and that sort of thing.
Well, he wouldn't lie. He went, well, there was something special, but I'm not going to say. Yeah.
So there's a lot of stuff like that. And even as we look at the end story that they're giving us now, we're seeing stuff about the brother supposedly tweeting while he was on the run as a bomber. We see that he went to a party on Thursday night, you know, before they named him out as the prime suspects. And
believes it.
Right. He had the wrong color bag, you know, and now they're denying him his Miranda rights. You've got
Lindsey and they're saying Graham. They're getting ready to torture him.
Right.
And he's sedated.
Right. You got Lindsey Graham. As I walked in here, Lindsey Graham was on is either CNN or Fox. And he was on there saying that he needed to be an enemy combatant. In other words, they're going to give him the full Gitmo treatment. This is what Lindsey Graham and John McCain and those people, Carl Levin, that's what they want to do.
And folks, America is founded on the opposite. They say, well, we're getting tough. No, they do that so they can make this type of stuff up. When you let this happen, you lose your rights. Don't ever forget it. Well, remember, they tried to blame it on the Tea Party. Folks, you better watch your butt. All the manuals now say Tea Party, not Al-Qaeda.
That's right. That's right. And as we're looking at this, we've had the press from day one say this is going to be another September 11th. This is going to be a foundational.
This will be the change.
Right. And we've already got something that's working on this as another Patriot Act, and that's CISPA. Aaron Schwartz, who died on January 13th of this year, hung in his jail. They said it was a suicide.
Right.
I'm not convinced it was a suicide.
Oh, but they said. I mean.
Right. Well, you know, he called it the Patriot Act for the Internet. And he got very involved as an activist in fighting SOPA and PIPA and also CISPA. And they stopped CISPA. They reintroduced it. Mike Rogers reintroduced it 1 month after Aaron Swartz died. And it is worse than it was when he was fighting it.
Describe what it does. Because even mainline, even Google admits it's the end of freedom. I mean,
right. Well, it's also interesting what their justification is. I mean, you look at SOPA and PIPA, they were basically coming at it saying, we have to have all kinds of powers to take websites down immediately without any due process.
It's the defense contractor takeover of the web. Break down right, the money. Who's right. giving the money?
Well, the money is coming from, it's interesting because Mike Rogers' wife is a CEO, was former president and CEO of Aegis Defense.
And owns part of it still.
Right. And they just got a $10 billion contract.
Oh!
Right. And he's pushing on this. And the stuff that he is saying is absolutely incredible in defense of it. You know, saying things like, nobody objects to this except 14-year-olds who are tweeting from their basement.
Nobody objects because we're all mafia up here now.
Yeah, absolutely.
And by the way, yeah.
But it's also being outspent, the lobbyists in favor of it are outspent.
Well, notice, that's what the bombing's being used for. Is all this stuff happening? Open borders, gun control, getting rid of the free speech is all happening right now.
You've got supporters have spent $605 million versus $4 million people lobbying to oppose it. That's 140 times more money. The U.S. Chamber of Commerce alone spent $162 million for it. Now, why are they doing it? Well, for corporations, it protects them from any liability. Because what this is about, the way this works, is they do a very sneaky end run around the Fourth Amendment. The government doesn't come in and say, give up.
Explain that. The entire infrastructure, you sign a contract that you can't even read or know, or if not, Google still steals your data, and then they hand it to the government.
That's correct. And there were two interesting amendments that were not even allowed to be debated. One of them said the government cannot get information without first getting a search warrant. That's the Fourth Amendment. The U.S. House would not allow that to be debated. The Second Amendment said that corporations would be forced to abide by any legal agreements that they had made with end users. So if you go to Facebook or Twitter and they say, here's our privacy statement, if this passes, they don't have to abide by that privacy statement.
Unbelievable.
They don't have any legal liability.
So it's Facebook, that's a known globalist front, Bilderberg front, saying our users are dumb effers.
Yeah.
Now saying they're going to just take everything over. This is the corporations just absolutely end. Well, they've always said they're going to end the old free web and bring an internet too that's a police state.
That's right. It's kind of a corporate internet fascism, where basically the government can say technically they're not getting the information because, and they don't need to get a search warrant because it's just being voluntarily turned over to them by these third-party corporations like Facebook. When Facebook is, all they have to do is, and they give them liability so that they don't get any kind of kickback from end users for doing that.
Liability protection.
Yeah, exactly.
That's like vaccine makers have that.
Mm-hmm.
They're like, it's safe, but there's liability protection, and we pay out billions a year, but that's classified.
And we already see, and there's, it's not a separate issue from this bombing thing, because we already saw a quote from Mike McCall from right here in Austin, Texas. He's head of the House Committee on Homeland Security, and he said, in the case of Boston, they were real bombs, adding that we need to arm ourselves against digital bombs that are on the way. Okay, so he's pushing for this.
And then our own government a few years ago launched Stuxnet and then used that as an excuse to try to pass it last year.
Mm-hmm.
Like we're so dumb. There's a Stuxnet, we need to do this, and they launched it.
Yeah, exactly. Listen to this statement from Rogers. He said they were asking him if the NSA was going to be running this. And he said, well, the NSA is not authorized to monitor. This is not a surveillance bill. Then just a couple of sentences later, he says, we're agnostic on how the government would form an info-sharing regime. Some want DHS and some want others. Then two more sentences later, he says, and if you want the gold standard protection from cyber attacks, the NSA has to be in there at least somewhere. So he goes from denying that the NSA is there to saying he's agnostic on it to saying that the NSA has to be involved within about...
And this is an admitted program from San Antonio to Salt Lake, Utah. They're building giant centers admitting everything's already being spied on. They just want to be able to admit that it's now going on.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And notice Homeland Security says, yeah, your medical records are shared. The IRS, everybody gets them now. Nixon was going to go to jail for that.
Yeah.
And now it's like, oh, we're keeping you safe from guys we funded.
Now they're doing it to everybody. Nixon just did it to one small group of political enemies. Now they're doing what Nixon did.
You're right. We'll be back with more. We'll break this down.
The coming financial collapse is real. The subsequent social unrest will happen. Even if you made it out of suburbia alive, where would you take your family? Act now to secure your survival retreat in the American Redoubt with the experts at SurvivalRetreatConsulting.com. The American Redoubt is the designated safe haven for all liberty-minded patriots relocating to Idaho, Montana, and Wyoming. Get eyes, ears, and boots on the ground. Get professional, confidential, discreet advice. Get SurvivalRetreatConsulting.com. Call 208-627-2855. Save time, money, and stress while you secure your ultimate survival retreat property now, before it's too late. Water, energy, food, defense. SurvivalRetreatConsulting.com. SurvivalRetreatConsulting.com.
Your freedoms are on the line. The Second Amendment is in danger. How soon before your freedoms are taken away? What can you not live without? What is your greatest dependency? Is it your guns? Is it your home? No, it's food. It all boils down to the food supply. Tyrannical governments control people by controlling their food supply. Don't be dependent. Be self-sufficient. Don't wait for the government to feed you. Feed yourself. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Do like Alex has done and get a supply of food from eFoods Direct. It's the best long-term storable food on the planet. Get the popular Mega Patriot Pack free. A 24-day supply of food plus stove, cook pot, and fuel. Call 800-250-1857 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get up to 20 Mega Patriot Packs free with purchase. Build your food supply. Be in control. Be self-sufficient and be a patriot. Call 800-250-1857 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack today.
Virtually anyone could be tracking you right now through your cell phone. The fact is, anyone can track your calls, your texts, emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal.
That's the new warning from the American Civil Liberties Union. It's just released the results of an investigation that found law enforcement agencies across the country track personal cell phones on a regular basis as a form of surveillance.
That's why you need Block It Pocket. Block It Pocket is a standard or custom designed cloth pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for any mobile device. With Block It Pocket, all incoming and outgoing signals are blocked, including harmful radiation, and your device cannot be hacked or tracked by anyone. Handmade in the USA, Block It Pocket costs less than $30 and ships free to the lower 48. Call 888-315-9618 or click Block It Pocket, spelled BlockItPocket.com. Block It Pocket, enhancing health and privacy.
UtopiaSilver.com believes, as the Declaration of Independence states, that our rights come from God, not from government. The only lawful purpose of any government is to protect and secure the rights of the people, and no man or government has the authority to take what has been given to us by God. Among these rights are life, liberty, property, and the pursuit of happiness. And America's government has ceased to be the protector of liberty and of the people's God-given rights. But we the people can return America to greatness if we are willing to stand up and reassert our stolen rights. We ask that you join Utopia Silver in changing America's course in history. To save on health care and improve your health, call Utopia Silver at 888-213-4338. For a limited time, new customers will receive 50% off all colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Defending the Republic from enemies foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. We're here live. We have the weeknight, 7 o'clock Central, InfoWars News as well, with David Knight, myself, Shikari Jackson, John Bound, and many others hosting, Darren McGreen and others. Find out more at PrisonPlanet.tv or InfoWarsNews.com. Again, how do you destroy a free society? You stage or allow people to attack it. You hype it up to then radically change the character of the country. And now, the new pastime is obsessing over terrorists. You know, back in the 50s and 60s, they had hundreds of real communist bombings. Patty Hearst was staged. That letter came out. She was FBI. But a lot of it was real. And now they're in the White House, the weathermen. But back then, and I've read the memos that have been declassified since the 80s, they said, do not talk about this cop that got blown up. Do not talk about the bombing of this building or that building. It gives them attention. Don't talk about terrorism. See, if you're not the terrorist, you try to play it down. When you're the terrorist, you play it up.
Mm-hmm.
And they're playing all this up. Mm-hmm. And while we're diverted with this, and there it is, DHS says gun owners are terrorists. Wow, look at that headline. I mean, this is getting absolutely crazy. You know, we're even Fox News headline, the Christians are the terrorists. And then you read about these. Tell us about this defense contractor, because we have all these videos of defense contractors shooting people on the side of the road for fun. But, oh, they don't want that on the news. They'll block that on YouTube. Tell us about the group that's lobbying to get rid of our First Amendment and our records. Let them be given to everybody.
Exactly. You're talking about corporations that are spending over $600 million to get CISPA through. And if
Which is taxpayer money they got before.
Exactly.
They want your info.
It's about the military-industrial complex, and they're giving that in because they know they're going to make a lot of money out of this. And if you look at the foreign wars and things that have happened, this Aegis Corporation, which the wife of the representative who's pushing this, Rogers, is really pushing CISPA. He's the one that reintroduced it a month after Aaron Schwartz.
Why shouldn't she be able to have your medical records with no warrant? Why shouldn't she know what websites you visit, David? You're un-American. America is about some guy's wife being paid billions to see what underwear you buy.
That's right. They got a $10 billion contract with the government, with the State Department.
Freedom.
And she's all over this cybersecurity issue. And this corporation, we need to understand what its history is. This is Aegis Corporation is a corporation that went back to the Iraq War. They had more soldiers and personnel in Iraq than the British Army did. And Marcy Kaptur, who was on the House committee, asked, she says, I want to know how Aegis, a foreign corporation, was given a contract where now we have the second largest force in Iraq, larger than the Brits, headed by someone named Tim Spicer. Tim Spicer has a very long history of getting involved in trying to overthrow African governments, running hundreds of tons, literally over 100 tons of weapons against a UN arms ban into an area of Africa. He has been financed by a guy that was wanted for fraud. They were trying to extradite.
What's wrong with him having instant access to everything I'm doing online? That sounds like freedom.
That's right.
And you don't want terrorists to get us, do you? Man?
That's right. And then you look at other things, too. Look at Mike McCall, who is head of the House Committee on Homeland Security.
He's fitting representative for Williamson County.
He is no longer, I should say John Kerry is no longer the wealthiest man in Congress. In 1 year, Mike McCall, as head of Homeland Security Committee, quadrupled his network from $75 million to $300
million. That's no big deal. There's nothing going on there.
It's just coincidence.
I mean, that's kind of like Feinstein going there with $1 million and now worth $150 million. Everything's fine.
And as you were talking about earlier, all these different devices that were being sold to police departments all over the country about bombs, as if this was...
Oh, yeah. I mean, I've seen numbers of $15 million in this city, $40 million in that city, for robots for the bombs. And the feds are like, the bombs are about to happen, and it's the right-wingers. We're going to have to arrest them. I mean, it's just a bunch of crooks coming in, taking everything over.
Right.
I mean, it's elementary, and they've got to have a few bombings to do it. And don't worry, but, you know, the Patsy climbs out of the boat. Minutes later, is can't talk.
Well,
let us chop that larynx out, boy.
For the longest time, the military-industrial complex has been profiting from our endless wars since World War II.
And now they're militarizing America.
And now they're coming here because we're the new profit center. And in order to do this, they need a Patriot Act for the internet. They've already had their other patriots.
How do we beat this? We beat it last time when it came out. It was just the end of the Fourth Amendment and everything. How do we beat it now when they obviously staged this event to get it through?
There's a major protest scheduled for tomorrow from Anonymous. Is trying to organize a protest.
And by the way, Anonymous is hitting them hard. They're bringing out the inside job stuff, everything.
That's right.
They're hacking CBS News.
You're trying to get it trending on Twitter. A lot of people are pushing it on Facebook. Basically, what you need to do is use the internet to tell people how this stinks to the high heavens. Okay, this whole CISPA thing.
What's wrong with him getting $10 billion so his wife can read my mail?
Yeah,
billion. I think Michael McCall should be able to read my mail.
It's billion. Yeah, make sure it's billion.
But what's wrong with that?
People need to wake up and understand what this is. They need to understand
Wait a minute. What's wrong with people, private contractors, foreign corporations reading everything I do lifetime? That's freedom, buddy.
Sure. Sure. That's security. It's safety.
Yeah.
This is what Aaron Schwartz said about a year ago before he died.
But they dealt with him. Don't worry.
Yeah.
Hung in his jail cell.
He said SOPA was exclusively about giving government the power to censor the internet. But CISPA has the same kind of censorship provisions, but is also more like a Patriot Act for the internet. Now, you got to understand, this guy, they say he committed suicide because he was facing 35 years in jail.
I'm sure if they get me in jail, I will. I never would, but if they do, they kill me, folks. Go ahead.
Well, exactly. He's not the kind of guy.
They murdered him.
He was taking this stuff on. He was not afraid of this kind of stuff. Furthermore,
he was a leader.
As he got, as the attorney, the U.S. attorney that prosecuted him, her name is Carmen Ortiz, as she was getting criticism, her husband tweeted that she had offered him a 6-month deal and he turned it down. Now, why would he go from turning down a 6-month plea?
All he did was release MIT information paid for by taxpayers.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And they said here, as they're talking about it, they said state prosecutors, this is from CNET, state prosecutors who investigated the late Aaron Schwartz had planned to let him off with a stern warning, but federal prosecutor Carmen Ortiz took over and chose to make an example out of the internet activist. Now, she was also in this press conference that they've got going on about the bombing because she's a U.S. attorney.
Oh, yeah. Nice person.
She'll be involved in this trial.
What's wrong with her reading your mail?
Yeah, exactly.
She'll show you.
What she did was she gave him 13 felony accounts. And the point is that if Schwartz...
Well, she taught him, listen, you let them run you everything, and you let them spy on you, because that's freedom to keep us safe.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. They came
of course, out. They don't want us reporting that the U.S. government funds the terrorist group that supposedly trained the Boston bombers and had a drill to make everybody stand down. Let's just ignore all that.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, they are announcing in Congress they're getting ready to take the pension funds. And public, the way to keep your pension funds is to lay down. Do what the government says, and they won't devalue the dollar or take your pension funds. And the good part about it is all you cowards that love this system, it's going to burn you down. So love it. And all you sellouts to it, you're going to get hung out to dry by your masters as well. History is replete with examples. Man, I tell you, what a group. What a group of trash.
Yeah, yeah. And you keep seeing the same actors in this stuff all over again. I mean, it's just like Eric Holder, for example. I mean, he's been involved in every one of these big deals, you know, the Oklahoma City bombing all the way going back to Waco. You know, that's when
he's a good person.
Brought in. Right, right. Fast and Furious.
I mean, so they had weekly meetings with the family about the boys, but they put photos and video out saying we don't know who they are, so the public could play along like we were part of it.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, these guys probably had cement shoes a month ago. Who knows who the lookalike guy is they've got traked? I mean, they cut his larynx out on TV. You won't be talking, Mac.
But we really need to watch CISPA. That's the next thing coming up, and people need to get as much in their face about it as they did about
it. Yeah, so it passed the House. Now it goes on to the criminals in the Senate.
That's right. And here's the thing. Okay, a lot of people wrote their congressmen about the Second Amendment. A lot of people who listen to us. Those people need to be just as concerned about a Patriot Act for the Internet, and they need to write their senators and say, you know what? I'm not going to fall for this left-right paradigm, because right now a lot of the people who are
the left is still
are on the left, right? I mean, you had the guy who offered the amendment. Grayson is very much a lefty.
Look, here's the deal. They're already spying on everything. They want to use it. And they want to be able to release fake stuff, too.
Yeah. 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 So it's you need to not fall into this left-right paradigm. You need to be just as upset about your civil liberties, about the Fourth Amendment being stolen, as you were about the Second Amendment being stolen. You need to go in and talk to your contact the senators, because it's a better chance of defeating it in the Democrat Senate than we had in the House.
And by the way, this is happening now. Can you come back on tomorrow?
Sure. Yeah,
we'll do another. 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central. David Knight, InfoWars Nightly News reporter and analyst here on the radio. I know you only covered the tip of the iceberg. Let's cover it all. And how dare you say it's wrong to sit there on the side of the highway and shoot up families for fun? What are you, anti-American? I mean, that is... I mean, those are just bullet targets. But, oh, the children in Boston we have to feel sorry for.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Hey there, my name is Frank Bates. Do you know the number one most valuable item in a crisis? Some people think the answer is gold. Others think it's a gun. But the correct answer will shock you. I just created a free video at crisis123.com that reveals a surprising item that is more valuable than gold in a crisis. 97% of Americans don't have this one critical item. In fact, they haven't even given it a thought. And the sad truth is that you may not survive without it when a real crisis hits and a starving mob is right outside your door. What I have to tell you could literally make the difference between life and death for you and your family. Watch my video at crisis123.com to discover the number one most valuable item in a crisis. You'll be shocked. See the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go watch my video now at crisis123.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's crisis123.com.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Oh, yeah.
We are on the march. The Empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
We got a bunch of foreign corporate special interests that want to raise taxes on us and run our lives and get around the Bill of Rights and Constitution to dominate us. They've got a lot of excuses to get that job done. But the big story coming out, the White House is covering up Saudi Arabian connections to terrorist groups. I don't know if that means this individual is a terrorist, but there is a cover-up. And that's just standard for some staged event where they have a drill to make the local police not know what's going on. And they always do this and then have a bunch of groups there. And then who knows who really did the bombing. But honeybees kill 230-something people a year, and terrorism kills maybe a couple dozen in this country, maybe on average. So why is it so hyped? That's the psychological false flag. Marcus, Gary, Ron, Joshua, and Joe, I'm going to get to you. That's all we have time for before the transmission ends. Marcus in Texas, what's wrong with foreign defense contractors reading your mail without warrants? Isn't that the American way? Go ahead.
Well, Alex, it stinks to high heaven.
Well, that sounds like Al-Qaeda talk.
My main reason to call in is to apologize to you and David. I had originally called in the other day because I wanted to make a comment about how much Joe Knight looked like Walter, Jeff Dunham's puppet. But anyhow, I said on your show that I was a little bit of a doubter, and I kind of thought it was healthy to doubt things a little. But now, after I heard that terrorist number one mother say that the government had been monitoring him, knew about him, and then I hear the things that I'm hearing today, I just can't doubt. I mean,
No. They'd visited her. She'd been upset that they were double agents. I mean, that's now confirmed. The terrorist group, the 12-member cell, is funded by the State Department to blow up Russians. This is a State Department terrorist, period.
Alex, waking up is hard. It is, because, you know, we're convinced, and I was born in 1952 in the United States of America, a very good, very wonderful country.
Well, the reason it was so much better then is you couldn't find many immoral people in government. Now you can find a lot of them.
Well, I just heard on RT last night somebody said that, and you know, a trusted source, that America was now number one, the most corrupt nation on the planet, and that anything the government tells you is most likely a lie.
But it's not just America. America was open and free, so it got infiltrated by all these special interests. That's why we're in so much trouble. God bless you. Good to hear from you, Marcus, and no need to apologize, man. Let me tell you, I bust my brain trying to say this in an inside job. The last thing I want is to go up against these killers. I want things to turn around. I don't want to believe this. There are literally, no exaggeration, because I've watched them and did reports on them and had our YouTube censored over it, hundreds of contractor videos where they just sit off the side of a Baghdad highway and shoot up a minivan, and little kids get out and they shoot them and they fall down, and a bunch of them are British troops, and they laugh, and then they blow up some guy's dog and shoot him in the head and laugh, and then run over a family's car and then rape their daughter and then blow their heads off. And you'll never see that on the news, though. And I'm like, they're going to bring these troops back here to America? And it's not mainly our troops. Our troops aren't the ones doing it. It's the mercenaries. They take all the killers and they make them mercenaries. I mean, you can type in troops kill civilians in Iraq and Afghanistan. It's the craziest stuff you've ever seen. I mean, they put Elvis music to it, and it shows families just being shot for no reason, and the guys all high-fiving, and they'll find, like, dogs and torture them to death on video. And, I mean, it's just like, man, I just can't believe it. I can't believe it. I just cannot believe it. I mean, torturing children to death, you name it. I've never seen anything like it. I mean, the devil has just been turned loose. Gary in Washington, you're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Well, first of all, Alex, thank you for your service.
Well, thank you, sir. Welcome.
I saw you up being Anthony. That was great. You need your own comedy show. You're really funny. First of all, I told your guys I had some intel. Just so you could pull up on the screen on CNN, YouTube, mechanic saw suspect after bomb attack. This is the guy who saw Jahar on Tuesday, and he looked nervous and drugged up. You remember that?
I don't, but let's pull it up. A mechanic saw Jahar?
Mechanic saw suspect after bomb attack. This guy is named Gilbert Jr. He's the owner of Jr. Auto Body. I got in contact with him after I heard this, and I wanted to hear more about this, about his drug habits. And he said he knew he was a drug addict, or not a drug addict, he used drugs like normal kids did in the neighborhood, smoked marijuana. And he heard that down through the grapevine. But I asked him, did this kid look, you know, possibly, you know, a lot of adrenaline going through him? Or did he said he looked like he was on ecstasy, possibly.
The issue is that it came out on the Mumbai attacks that it was CIA, and they'd been on PCP and had injectors of LSD. And that's what they do. I found the article you mentioned for radio listeners, and that's exactly what they do. Go ahead.
I have his number I can give you guys to do an interview with him. But he said his customer lives in the same building as Jahar. And remember, he saw him on Tuesday, the day after the bombing, trying to pick the car up. So his customer, who lives in the same building as Jahar, said he saw him smoking a joint on his porch Wednesday
night.
Well,
that's why the father says that they've been kicked out of their country because they're not Muslim enough. These guys are playboy, rock and roll, fist fights, drugs. I haven't even gotten to that. I mean, he was still at school the day before he got reportedly shot.
The timeline is wrong. I mean, why would you go home and smoke pot? I mean, so what I'm curious is Why was he smoking pot Wednesday night at his home when he was acting all nervous Tuesday?
Well, they've got a bunch of cutouts they've used as intelligence operatives. When you see these CIA ads on TV going, any of you could be an agent or an asset, call. They're just getting a list of people to set up, basically.
But I have a number for you guys. You guys can call them.
All right, we're going to put you on hold. Chris, I want you to call them right now and get them on tomorrow. So thank you, sir. We're going to put them on there. And again, I don't say this like it's some big thing to impress you. It's like saying I had family that worked for Frito-Lay or I had family that worked for Coca-Cola. It's such a big operation. Millions of people work for it. But I've gone to family reunions where it's like police, military. It's like East Texas, folks. That's all you do there unless you're white trash. Police, military, CIA, defense intelligence. And they're just like, don't ever get involved with the government. They're running drugs and murdering everybody. I'm glad I'm out. I mean, that's all I was ever taught growing up, is the government is the most evil thing you can imagine. Because it's the worst people got control of the CIA because it's above the law. And the stuff, I mean, it's like, I'm not going to tell you, but let's say I made up a story about them running drugs and little kids, you know. I mean, you know, but let me tell you, they run the drugs. You know, I mean, that's basically it. And you've got this naive public that has no idea what's going on. No conceivable idea. So lemming-like. I got the number. I want you to call and get that because he's in the news. I saw the article. Ron in Florida. Good job, guys. Ron in Florida, you're on the air. Welcome.
Well, Leek, and you were right on. You predicted exactly what was going to happen. And even your throwaway comment about gunpowder in the pressure cooker and then they're going to ban it, and then this article about black powder.
They've introduced the bill. They've introduced the bill. Yep.
I thought we could use muskets. Let me tell you something. I've been studying Obama for 5 years. I wrote a book. I have a chapter called The False Flags of Obama's Republic. I mean, he's a living, breathing false flag. And I hate to tell you, but there's more than one New World Order. The Muslims have their own New World Order. It's called the Caliphate.
No, they've said that. And the globalists are funding that. No, I know.
I know. But the thing is, there's only going to be one at the end. They're going to be dhimmis. These guys, all these rich people, are going to wind up being dhimmis if they think they're going to be sheiks. They've got something else.
No, it's true. The globalists are going to use radicalism to take out Christians first. I mean, it's so diabolical. I mean, our government runs all the radical Muslims on record.
And the thing is, Obama is the Muslim Brotherhood. He's a Muslim Brotherhood operative. And people are scratching their head. Gee, why is he so friendly with the Muslim Brotherhood?
No, it's a total setup. British intelligence created it. Hitler took it over. CIA got it in 1946 when it got founded in 1947. Joshua, North Carolina, real fast. Go ahead, brother.
How are you doing, Alex?
I'm living in the Twilight Zone, man.
I understand. First, I'd like to say that you've been a very influential person in my life for 15 years. Thank you.
Thank you.
Real quick, I remember an article or a news show a couple years back when they were talking about the scanner version of security at airports versus like the profiling version. And they said, well, one thing that we could have one day would possibly be like a white Caucasian Chechen terrorist. And they said that on TV.
No. I remember. It's all been branding for 5 years towards white Al-Qaeda, which they're going to link to the Tea Party. You're like, well, that doesn't make sense because you're a Tea Partier. You know that's not true, but they don't care. They've got the dumbed-down Family Guy audience that will buy anything. Back live 11 a.m. Central tomorrow. The big news is the supposed Saudi is connected to terrorists. We'll see. We'll break all that down tomorrow, 11 a.m. Central, InfoWars.com. Great job, Chris.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7. And on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNLive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNLive.com. Again, that's GCNLive.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.